Well, it's for
the electric 5:30 or 30.
What? Frog protection. Frog protection.
Can I get a little of my headphones there, Jake?
Frog protection. You got it in the phones?
Oh, yeah, I got it in the phones.
Hey, and welcome to It's All Nice on Ice, baby.
Ooh.
This is a show that we record in Bushwick, Brooklyn, New York City. Now, on Tuesday
Now on Tuesdays, rather than
Tuesday nights at 10. If anyone is listening, normal Tuesday listeners, and you're hearing some weirdos, get used to it, pal.
Good news, every Tuesday your Sundays night. Are now wide open.
Yeah, yeah, you don't have to, you can actually watch football games, you can watch award shows, you can celebrate holidays. It's great now on Sunday nights, because you don't have to worry about listening to us.
I didn't even think about any of that.
Yeah.
Wow, it's that's great. Huge. Yeah. Wow.
I watched the Tonys last night.
How was that?
It's good. Well, no, two nights ago, sorry.
Was Taylor all psyched?
She was very psyched. We had a pool to see who would win more. We tied.
Aww.
Yeah. So, that's okay, though. That's I'm not fine. Upset about it. This is It's All Nice on Ice, now on Tuesday nights at 10, previously Sunday. This is a show where we talk about new music. I mean, music news. Music booze. Music cruise.
Music, yeah. Music reviews.
Music clues. A lot of music clues.
Music stew, if you were like, yeah. Want to make a soup.
You want to make a soup? What do you got, Chris, this week on tap?
Oh, man, this week has been...
It's been what out of a week, mate, well, if I'll say that much right now.
It's been 9 days since our last show, so just think about how much music has come out in that amount of time.
It's come out.
And just think about how much we've changed as people probably in that amount of time. I know you are a little fatter than last time I saw you.
I put on some weight.
Yeah.
A little bit of weight has been added. Belt loops, had to make a new one.
Had to make a new one.
Had
got it.
Poke a hole through
yeah,
the belt.
Had to put a hole in there.
I'm popping out. You know, it's getting closer to December. I got to start packing on the pounds and growing
okay.
the beard. Oh, wait, no. I'm not supposed to do that.
What? Why?
They're not supposed to know I'm Santa Claus.
Well, a lot of people grow beards in the winter.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. Well, I'm not Santa Claus.
Yeah, definitely not.
Did you turn this song on, Chris? What's going on?
No, I did not. You are actually on the board tonight.
Oh, yeah. I did turn
remember?
This song on.
Yeah.
Whoops. My beer almost fell. I'm struggling with space over here.
Why don't
here
you put
today.
It up on there?
I don't really like it up there.
Well,
I usually do this, but you're in my space tonight.
What?
You usually sit across the table. You're sitting there right next
doing?
To me. You're
don't
sitting next
me.
To me today.
I'm not taking up any counter space.
All right. Well, everybody, thanks for listening. I guess we can dive into it if we want to turn down the Baja Men for a minute. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Chris, what do you want to start with this week?
Well, we had the third album of a series of albums come out this week. Do you want to talk about that?
Yes, I do. I turned over, folded like a lawn chair, I guess. Turned over like a beach towel. I hated Kanye 3 weeks ago, but now I can't stop listening to him and talking about him.
Yep.
Which kind of sucks, but it's okay with
me. I mean, at least you're aware.
Yeah, so 3 weeks ago he released Pusha T's album Daytona.
Mm-hmm.
Last week he released a solo album, Yay.
Yuck.
Yuck.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
this
yeah.
week he released Kids See Ghouls, a new album, him and Kid Cudi, called Kids See Ghouls. I think it's the best one yet, man. I like it better than Yee.
Yee. Yeah, I don't know. Let's play a track from there and then let's have a little conversation about it.
Okay, should I talk about this track at all or just go into it?
Well, it's both of our favorites.
Do you want me to do it first?
Yeah.
I can feel love. And then it goes. It goes
all right.
like that.
Well, you listeners can see.
And
for
then Pusha T goes in the beginning, and you're gonna get lit, boy.
The push.
And you're gonna get shit, boy. And you're gonna get pushed, boy.
Yuck.
I think no, this is the boy. He does the boy thing in this.
You're
gonna get lit, boy. We're gonna listen to Kid C. We're gonna listen to Feel the Love, the opening track of Kid C. Ghost, and then we're gonna talk a little bit about it. Have a little bit of fun. Here it is, Feel the Love, Kanye and Kid Cudi, Kid C. Ghosts, off of Kid C. Ghosts.
I can still feel the love. I can still feel the love. I can still feel the love. Feel the love. We not worried about no other niggas. We the mother niggas. You bust down a rollie, I bust down a brick. Then I flood a nigga. I am not to be compared to you rappers. Easy does it, nigga. I am more easy, you trying your best to become me, nigga. She like them bottles with bubbles in it. Buy her Loewe another linen. Why would I wait when there's other women? Why would I hate we in love with winning? Ooh! Buy her bundles, fly her out. Bring a friend, I try her out. Ain't no worries finding out the details as I in doubt. Easily they plays along, hoping that I play a song. Love to fuck the trap music. Dope money just came along.
I can still feel the love. I can still feel the love.
Play one song, one part of the song, and play another part of the song. Then you got a record.
Oh yeah, no, that
2.5 minutes, 3 tops.
You don't need that long, then you got a song. That was "Feel the Love," Kid C. Ghost. My favorite song off this album, I think, might be my favorite Kanye song.
Ooh,
it's so good.
It is very good.
What a chorus!
Ooh. We got some autotune in here in the studio, yeah. Right?
Ooh, did you hear that autotune?
Listen, Jake. I didn't want to tell you this earlier.
Uh-oh.
So, Jake and I, well, to give some background here, Jake and I were discussing over the weekend the idea of putting all of these, which I don't think is an original idea, putting all of these albums in a playlist and just shuffling them.
Hashtag Project Wyoming.
Jake is calling it hashtag Project Wyoming. No one else in the world is calling it that.
Is that
this
true?
Is an no, I'm just kidding. Oh.
I was going to say that would be sick.
This is an It's All Nice on Ice exclusive.
Yes.
Put them all in a playlist, listen to them, shuffle them.
On shuffle.
Because they all kind of do sound the same in the sense of, you know, the production and the timing and the urgency. It's really interesting that way.
And if you're like me, I didn't really love Daytona. But I love Daytona when it's mixed with Yee and Kid C. Ghosts.
It makes everything feel less short. It's an hour and 4 or 3 minutes at the moment. Mm-hmm. It's going to be longer.
But the release, what are you talking about now?
I'm going to get into what I was going to say
before. Okay, go.
because I haven't loved any of the releases individually as is, but this has really made me start to enjoy these songs. So as I've been doing this for like 3 or 4 days now, I keep looking down at my phone at the songs where I'm like, oh my God, this is definitely one of my favorite ones. And today, 4 or 5 times, they were all Yay songs.
Wow, that's nuts.
I know.
First time in a long time, huh?
So I think Yay is my favorite of the three so far.
Oh, I thought you meant Kanye.
No.
Oh,
No. I mean like songs off of Yay in the playlist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I think that is my...
Huh.
I don't know.
That's interesting.
I don't know.
I like Kids He Ghost the best, I think.
Kids He Ghost is
that can
really
change.
Good.
Definitely can change.
Standing Alone, I think Kids He Ghost is the best.
Yeah, but in hashtag Project Wyoming.
The Yay songs are standing out.
They're standouts. It's just because they're so much different. Because he's not trying to do anything. Like, he's not trying to make... Like, with Pusha T, he was trying to let Pusha T have some of the, like, say in it and trying to make him happy, too, because he was his client. And same with Kid Cudi, because they were, like, collaborating. But Ye is just Kanye.
I'm also liking the Pusha T songs less and less.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm the opposite.
I'm, like, getting sick of them.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why.
If you know, you know.
That song's awesome.
That song's really good.
Awesome.
I like that one.
I don't know. Pusha T's verses in the mix are just getting tiring for some reason.
His voice sounds different on this record.
Yeah.
It's really more high pitched, mm-hmm. I think.
Oh, you get a lit boy. I'm the it boy.
Caption that high end, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Caption that high end.
Yeah, that's what they say in the industry.
Closed captioning on the high end, baby.
So yeah,
the release for Kids See Ghosts was a mess.
Tell me about it.
They had a listening party this time. I believe they got after last week. Jackson Hole, the town of Jackson Hole, said, "Don't do this again.
No more rappers."
Yeah. Did they say that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, that sucks. I didn't know Jonah Hill was a rapper. But
he is.
So they had the Kids See Ghouls one in L.A. And they were streaming it through that Wave app, which nobody knows what it is and no one cares at all about it.
You're not going to keep it after all this?
I might. But the app kept crashing because nobody ever uses it. And all of a sudden they had like a million users and they had no idea how to handle that. So the app kept crashing. So it was 3 hours delayed. And then when it got released in the morning, it was only released on Tidal and Google Play Music, which was a very interesting choice. So much so probably that I believe it was a mistake.
It probably hit about 2,000 people then.
Yeah. Yeah, Google Play Music. The only thing worse was if it would be Google Play and Amazon Prime streaming.
Oh.
That would be a mess. And then later it came on Spotify and other streaming services. So that seemed like it was a mess up. And then when it first came out, the names of the tracks were way off. I remember the first time I was listening, I was telling my very pretty girlfriend. Very cute. Super cute girl. Have you seen her?
Can you stop?
So cute.
Just stop.
She's so hot.
Come on.
She's amazing.
Stop.
I was telling her, I was like, it's so weird because he's saying feel the love in this song, but this other song is called Feel the Love, and then he says, I feel free in this other song, but another song is called Free with like a bunch of E's, and he's saying Kids. I was like, it's so weird. And then I looked up on Sunday, that was on Friday, and then Sunday I looked it up again, and I wanted to listen to Feel the Love because I remembered how cool it was. So I looked up the song Fourth Dimension, which used to be the first track on it. And I was like, wait, this isn't it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember I texted Chris because Cudi Montage was originally listed as the third track. And I texted Chris when I heard it and I said, this song is awesome. Cudi Montage is awesome. But then when I tuned in on Sunday, Cudi Montage was now number 7, but
Jake,
the same
just
song.
Just get to the meat.
This is the meat. There's not much else. I had another anecdote about what I'm talking about. I was just going to say that I told my friend that Feel the Love is my favorite. Or no, I said the first one's my favorite, and he said, yeah, Fourth Dimension is
so
great.
So what happened?
That's all that happened.
No, there's an end here. You didn't say it yet.
They changed them?
Yeah, the track names were wrong.
I hadn't said that yet?
No.
Oh, yeah, the track names were wrong.
Oh,
they fixed
my God.
It. So then that means... Then this whole release was a mess from the Wave app crashing. I wonder if they're going to use that app again on Friday. Probably not.
I love the Wave app. I'm going to use it every day.
Yeah. Waves. That's just the waves.
Yeah,
waves on crap.
Great song.
Yeah, terrible release. Hopefully the next one goes. What is the next one now? Next
Nas.
Project Wyoming? is nice.
Is nice.
Very nice.
I'm really looking forward to this one.
I'm looking forward to both of these. These were the two. This and Teyana Taylor's coming out next week. Both of these I was not very much looking forward to when we first heard the news, but after hearing the rest of these and knowing that I can just simply drop them in a little playlist called hashtag Project Wyoming, throw the damn thing on shuffle.
Just throw it on.
I'm excited to get those two guys.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
This is cool so far.
Tuesday's got a feel, man. It's got a different feel than Sunday.
It's a mood.
It's a mood. Mood
or a
day.
Vibe or a look.
Is think that a commercial
it.
Or something?
Just think about it. Right. What else we got on the plate tonight?
I can still feel love. Oh, I want to hear this one. Let's stay in hip hop a little bit. We got one of our candidates for BNA. Loyalty got royalty inside my BNA. Octavian. Grime artist.
Yes.
I haven't listened. He's got a new single called Little.
Yes.
He's got an album coming out this year.
Who knows?
I hope so. He's releasing a lot of singles, though. We love this guy. I haven't listened to this song yet. I'm really psyched, too. He's one of my favorite up-and-coming grimers.
Is that what you call him?
Yeah, my grimers. I don't know. Let's just dive right in. Let's see what we think. This is Little. Octavian, candidate for royalty inside my BNA.
Food, I got that meal.
I feel good, I feel alive.
Higher,
push it,
higher,
push it,
higher,
push it.
Higher feel, now what are you feeling?
Money gon' lip, right lip, money gon' lip.
I got bigger, I used to be in it.
I feel alive.
I barely got full when I got that meal.
Push it, buddy.
They used to cuss, used to diss. Now they ask me how I feel. Seven girls fit in the 5-seater, wind them up, dip. Acting like your friend won't leave her. Gal will snake you for the clip.
Snake.
You already know what it is.
E-gang,
E-gang, them man take shots and miss.
Is it gang?
My pre it, be it, delete it. Maybe it's cause of my peas. But I was broke, still getting blows. Still make your gal have beef. They like me for some reason. Tap that, then leave it. Just let me be, just let me be.
Just tap that girl.
With my team, how you feel? I got bigger, I used to be little. My belly got full, now I got that meal. They used to cut, used to diss, used to fight. Now they ask me how I feel.
Go higher, get that bitch in the car. She go, yeah. Stepped in there like raw, run train DLR. They go, yeah. Throwing them E's over here. That's cause only G's over here. For the P's in the air, told them that 17 was a year. Moving B in again, fuck it though, straight to the money.
Yeah,
check, ooh la la, they go,
yeah.
Now we step so clean.
With my team, how you feel? How you feel?
The money gon' lit right left, money gon' lit right.
My belly got full, now I got that meal.
I feel good, I feel alive.
Higher, push it. How you feel now, what are you feeling?
The money gon' lit right left, money gon' lit.
I got bigger, I used to be little.
Yeah.
My belly got full, now I got that meal. They used to cut, used to diss, used to fight. Now they ask me how I feel.
Octavian, octogenarian.
Royalty inside my BNA candidate.
2018, baby.
Best new artist, 2018. The It's All Nice on Ice Best New Artist Award. Octavian he's up there.
He's
right
lit,
now.
Boy.
He's
I
not
feel
getting
like that doesn't. Word. I feel like that impression's not far off of what Pusha T sounds like.
What's that?
That's lit, boy.
That one wasn't good.
It's lit. I don't know.
Oh, dude, I don't know.
It's not a comedy show.
I'll support you.
Thank you. Chris.
Yeah.
Want to change gears here?
Yeah, we got a little bit of a sad something for you here, guys. So, Bushwick's own Level Up, LVL space.
That's
UP.
Where we do this show, guys.
The band Level Up, terrible band name.
Oh, yeah.
So real bad. Such a good band, though. Their album Return to Love, one of my favorites. Jake, they're breaking up.
Oh, Chris.
And they announced it. They're breaking up.
You're breaking my heart. You're breaking my heart, man.
Breaking my heart. But they put out a single. They said, listen, we're going to give you a single. They said, we're sorry. We're done.
They said, hey, we're going to give you one single, okay? You're going to listen to me. We're going to give you one single, okay?
Are you like being? Are you making a deal?
Yeah, I don't know.
And they're going to go on tour, and that's it. And then they're going to be done. And they said, sorry, this project is done. So to the Bushwick Boys and Level Up, we're going to play your song for you. It's real good. It's called Orchard.
Huh.
And
on brand for you, huh?
Indeed. And I really enjoy it. So rest in peace, Level Up.
Here it is, Orchard. The final single, Level Up.
Song was lit, boy.
Lit, boy.
How's mine?
It's good.
So Jake, remember when we saw them? They opened for Cloud Nothings. Remember?
Well, yeah, at Bowery? Noise.
Yeah, what's that? Is this place haunted?
More like kids see ghosts, more like dudes see ghosts. Yeah,
at Bowery Ballroom.
Oh, no.
No, Webster Hall?
No. No. Live at Shea Stadium.
What? No? I don't think so, no.
Bowery Ballroom?
I think we saw them at Webster Hall. They opened up for Cloud Nothings. Hey, listen.
I don't remember.
Well,
I'm trying to remember, and I'm also trying to figure out who's singing.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
That is weird. Anyway, they're playing at Bowery Ballroom again. It's their final show ever on September 25th, and I got the boys some tickets.
Oh.
So we're going.
The two of us?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Let's
Thanks,
go.
Dude. Is that a gift?
Or yeah, it's a little gift.
Oh, sweet. Well, oh, nice.
So
that's very nice.
That'll be good.
Is that Cam's band, Cloud Nothing, or no?
No.
Damn it.
That's Sorority Noise.
Sorority Noise. I can't remember seeing Cloud Nothing. I don't remember the show. I must have been lit, boy.
We also saw Cloud Nothings at Villain. Remember that? In that really loud room in Williamsburg. The gray when we both moved here. Hey, you know what? We'll just move on.
My memory is drawing blanks.
You must have been...
I must have been lit, boy.
Yep.
That sounds like it.
I don't know.
That's closer.
So,
Let's keep in that genre. Let's go to Interpol.
Interpol is back.
So Jake is currently on an Interpol buzz because of the
book that you should be reading.
The book that I should be reading, but instead my roommate is several hundred pages in.
Which one?
Kevin.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him. I didn't know he knew how.
How about it?
I didn't know he knew how.
He knows how to read, yeah.
That's good. All right,
pretty
cool.
Good.
Good for him. He must have learned when I was living with him. Different
Actually,
story.
I don't know if he likes it. Maybe,
I can see that.
Maybe he should call in and
his music taste is a little bit after that, where most of his music taste lies.
Yeah, he's like 1920s, 1930s. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. So
this is 1901 to 1911.
Yeah.
In New York City.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Just when recorded music was like kind of catching its stride.
Barely. They're kind of just talking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
So you just, I gave you a gift of the book and you just passed it right
along. I just re-gifted it, yeah.
Right.
So.
So will that be coming back to me?
Should we move on to the next,
Yeah, I guess we'll play Interpol here. And by the way, thanks for listening. That was a segment of It's All Nice on Ice Canadian Shaman who gave a little too much to me, Book of the Month Club. It's, Me Being the Bathroom Edition.
Yet to be another edition.
Yet to be another, there might be. I was looking up some other books.
I'm reading a book of pirates right now.
What's it called?
I can have It's All Nice, a nice Canadian Shaman gave a little too much to me, Book of the Month Club, Howard Pyle's Book of Pirates edition.
Okay. I'm reading Jack Welch Straight from the Gut. So maybe I can do It's All Nice, a nice.
What's that about, food?
No, it's like a business book.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah. I could do It's All Nice, a nice Canadian Shaman who gave a little too much to me, Book of the Month Club, Jack Welch Straight from the Gut edition. Let's just listen to Rover.
Wow, 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 wow.
Hey. Hey. Are you subscribed to the RFB newsletter, Radio Free Brooklyn, yet? Every month we'll send you the latest news about new programming and upcoming RFB events, as well as interviews, ticket giveaways, special offers on RFB swag, and more. The emails only come once a month because we're committed to a spam-free world. You can sign up at radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. Did you know that Radio Free Brooklyn has a free iPhone and an Android app? You no longer need to be chained to your computer to listen. Just download the Radio Free Brooklyn app from the App Store or Google Play. Listen to some Kanye while you're there too. So you can listen to independent community radio wherever you go. You can find the iPhone app by going to radiofreebrooklyn.org/iPhone. And the Android app is available at radiofreebrooklyn.org/Android. So download the app today and listen to RFB wherever you are. Radio Free Brooklyn is a 501c3 nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a free and open platform to our community and promote media literacy, education, and free expression. We rely on primarily on donations from listeners like you. So if you'd like to support our mission so we can continue to bring you quality community radio, we invite you to make a one-time donation or a monthly pledge at radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. You can donate as little as a dollar, and every
come on,
and every cent helps us to continue to stay on the air. So please support independent community media by pledging whatever you can afford. And remember that RFB is a 501c3 nonprofit.
Remember.
So your contribution is tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. Again, that's radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate. Okay.
Hey. Yeah, no, that was good.
Cool.
That was really good. Shout out to Chemtrail from Wall Township, New Jersey, for providing the advertisement reading post-punk music.
Thanks.
Or I'm sorry, post-rock music.
Yeah, it's not post-punk. Is it post-pop? Depression.
Nice.
Iggy.
Azalea.
Iggy Azalea. That was Interpol. The Rover. Realized during it, didn't really like it, but that's okay. They're a cool band. Still check out some of their other stuff, but we'll see what they got come out with in the future.
Yeah,
Who knows?
It'll probably happen and just go by.
Yeah.
For me, because I'm not really, I'm not really a fan, but if I was a fan, I'd probably really like it.
Hey, I'm not really a fan, I'm not going to be a fan, I'm really doing some impressions tonight.
Yeah, you're in the zone.
It's right? Lit, boy.
Lit, boy.
What do you want now?
I just wanted to say that you look really good tonight.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, did you do something with your hair?
No, I came right from work today, so I'm still wearing a dress shirt.
Still grinding at the 9 to 5, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
9 to 6:15 today.
Oh, jeez.
Push. It was shit, boy.
Man, gotta get the paycheck.
Don't tell my boss I said that.
Yeah,
shit,
I definitely
shit,
won't.
Boy.
So I wanted to tell you a quick story here, and when it comes to telling stories, I'm a bit slow sometimes, so I wanted to get some practice here.
Do you want any music?
No.
Okay.
Actually, yeah.
What do you want?
What do we got? Put on that new Gorillaz song in the background.
Oh, I thought you wanted something cool, but okay.
You don't like it? But you can tell what. So, my apartment needed a new carpet. I'm going to give you the bullet points here. My apartment needed a new carpet. I went downtown. My apartment needs a carpet, so I went downtown to the stores. I walked in a few stores. Found a few rugs that I liked, but I did not have a measuring tape in my apartment, so I could not measure what size I needed. So I found two different size rugs, and I said, let me buy both of these. I was in a dollar store, one on Knickerbocker Avenue, that has every single thing.
Is this one of those, like, 1 5-gallon bucket, 1 3-gallon bucket, how are you going to fill up a 4-gallon bucket situations?
Dude, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, cool.
So I'm in this mom-and-pop dollar store. It's called 99 Cents and Up. So, buy these two rugs. bring them home because I don't know which one's going to fit. Turns out the big one is way too big. So I bring it back. Guy at the front desk tells me that I cannot return it. So I cannot return it for a refund. So instead, I need to exchange it for a bunch of things at this dollar store. So I get to go on a $60 shopping spree at a dollar store. And it was the most stressful thing ever.
That's insanity.
Because I didn't have time and I wanted to go home so bad, but I had to get 60 things. I ended up getting like 30 things, but...
What'd you get?
I got like a bunch of stuff for my kitchen. I got some like bowls.
I would have bought a bunch of greeting cards or something.
That's actually a good call. See, I was calling people and I was like, what do I buy? What do I need? I got some like...
My phone did not ring.
Well, I didn't have service
That makes a lot of sense.
So, but... Yeah, it's like a weird thing with my phone, so like, don't worry about it. But
yeah, my phone's so stupid.
So yeah, that's a funny little story. I think.
That's funny.
Did you think that was funny?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. wait, when did this come on?
isn't this the girl song?
Slowly, it's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep. So a very big band of mine, a band that I love recently, this is a new band for me, called Av Lav, came out with a song this week.
We played that Gorillaz song. You want to say something about it real quick or no?
I didn't.
We'll skip it.
The new Gorillaz songs so far are really good and I'm excited for the Now, their new album.
We played one last week. Come on.
Hey, come on. We only got all time. This isn't the Gorillaz show. So... We gotta play some songs by some other bands. The Gorillaz tracks, by the way, are fire.
It sounded like you said by smelly bands.
No. Some other bands.
Short and Morgan.
So we got a new single from Av Lav. They got an album coming out. But this single, it's the second single, it's called Short Morgan. It's very, very good. Take a listen. Let me know what you think. Shoot me an email. Short boy, it's a quick boy, and bam, it's a rave.
It's a hot boy.
I love it. I love these Av Lav singles. I'm going to see them soon, either in that Queens show or that Alphaville show, one of them. But it's real good. Excited for that album.
Cool.
Excited for this band.
I'm excited for this band.
Just an excited guy.
I'm Chris. I'm excited for this band.
Wow. Wow. 10:40. You want to do the thing that we always do?
Yeah, sure.
So for our new listeners out there, because it is Tuesday, and you know, we have really got some new listeners, some people just randomly on Radio Free Brooklyn at this hour.
Welcome,
welcome. this next segment that we have going on here requires a theme song.
Mm.
And after that plays, I'll explain how it goes, maybe.
That's not part of the salad.
Oops. Play the other one.
Sounds right. Like pee-pee. It's more than a drink.
No.
Sounds like a pee-pee.
Sounds like a pee-pee, right?
Sounds like a pee-pee.
So, the icebox. This is a weekly segment.
You gotta cool out.
Where Jake and I put some people, places or things that are doing a little too much.
What else should we...
Mike Joseph is about to go in there.
Playlist.
Mike Joseph is a very good friend of ours from the Jericho Chronicles.
We're trying to make people, if they listen to that and they're not listening to our show, I'm trying to make them feel comfortable.
Yeah, right, yeah. On. So that's at Wednesdays at, from 8 to 10. Anyway.
Sometimes you listen, it's synergy. It's synergy.
So the icebox is where you put people, places, or things who are doing too much. They need to do a little less. They need to do a little less. They need to take a break. They need to
you
cool
gotta
out.
Quit, boy.
So this week, what do we got?
I'm having a good week, so I'm pretty light on the icebox. Sometimes, like, you get a negative mood, you really put a lot of things in the icebox. I think it's been going pretty well, so I'm not that upset. But I started following Genius on Instagram.
Same.
Fucking bummer, dude.
Why?
So many posts. Yeah. Dude, it's like...
Yeah.
It's legit. I started following because you tagged me in something on it. I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's great content. I want more of that. Did not know what I was in store
too
for.
Much, yeah.
It is, dude, it is.
That's a good icebox.
They must post like 20 times a day. Mm-hmm. I'm not even kidding. It's insane.
Information overload.
Nice.
It's insane.
That sounded like a soundboard.
Yeah. Do I have anything? Oh, wait, the sound's not up.
So we're going to take Bruce Springsteen to the club.
I don't know if that's relevant.
Yeah, that might not be the one.
That's
what I'm putting
The Genius Instagram.
The Genius Instagram. It's just the amount of posts is just a little
too
bit
many.
Out of control.
It's too many.
Do less. That's a pretty textbook icebox.
Yeah, that really is. Clean cut. Mine is a little more complex this week, and I'm going to need some help here.
Okay, I gotcha.
So, the chain smokers are headlining a concert festival being put on by Pepsi Cola. Normal. However, this specific festival
sound of Pepsi being opened.
Is designed by Pepsi to honor all of the musicians and artists who have been in Pepsi commercials. So this is a music festival curated around the idea that they are honoring people who have been in Pepsi commercials. So someone here has to go in the icebox.
I got one. For this, I'm throwing... There's going to be a lot of people there.
Right.
There's going to be a lot of guys who think they're funny.
Ooh, okay.
I'm taking the following group of people are going to the icebox. The group of guys who go to the drink stand and ask for a Coca-Cola.
Oh,
all damn. Those guys. That's going to happen a lot. A lot of people are going to be jokers. Hey, can I get a Coke? That's going to happen a lot. All those guys, get in the icebox.
Yeah.
Get in the icebox with a nice cold Pepsi. Refreshing.
Oh. Are they going to honor you that night?
We're playing, baby. Yeah.
Who?
Me and you. We're doing a live show.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm busy.
Oh.
I got to...
You drinking Coke or something? You going to be drinking Coke or something?
I am. Just, you know, to plug the brand a little bit here, I definitely like Pepsi more than Coke. I don't really like either.
Who doesn't?
What?
Who doesn't like Pepsi more than Coke? It's a superior product.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you reading off... something right now?
No.
You look like... Are you on Pepsi.com?
Pepsi is the cola chosen by people who really like to drink soda. It has better taste and the more the stuff you look for in a soft drink. Have one and feel energized and have a little more kick. And hey, you with the sweet tooth, We got you covered.
Wow. Wow.
So, okay, my icebox is all the guys that go to the drink station and ask for a Coca-Cola.
Nothing with the chain smokers headlining this ultra commercial event.
No.
It's actually perfect pace for them, and I'm happy they're doing it because it is insanely on brand. It is really
right up their alley.
Yeah, it's perfect. Maybe everyone that goes...
Including
I'm
my
just
going
to do the Jokers. Yeah. Right. So those that go to this Pepsi festival honoring all those who have been in Pepsi commercials headlined by the chain smokers that make a joke about Coca-Cola to people that they buy Pepsi from, get in the icebox.
Yeah, or Jack and Coke.
Who's Jack? All right, well, we can move on, I guess.
Do we have anything else for the icebox? We got that's pretty straight up. We got a genius. If only Billy was here, our friend Billy.
Ooh, he's ruthless. Yeah, he's ruthless in the icebox. When he put the Royal Wedding in there, I almost started crying.
Yeah,
brutal.
He just really ripped Kanye apart piece to piece. Mumble rap is a famous one. He just buried mumble rap.
Yeah, I haven't even seen. There hasn't been a new mumble rap song since that icebox.
Well, Billy, if you're listening, we miss you. Feel free to call in. No.
I thought he was gonna call in right there.
That's okay.
That's fine.
I think we got time for, we can do one more and then we'll end on another one.
Okay.
You want to do,
we had a little battle out between the album of the week. Do you want to do second place and then first place?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
We didn't talk about which one is first and second place though.
I put it in the doc. Come on, dude.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, but that just says def. It doesn't say whether it's one or two.
Come on, man.
All right, so let's start with numero dos. I'm going to start playing it while we chat about it.
Okay, second place here for album of the week. Incredible album. We have Georgia Smith's Lost and Found. Also, BNA. Royalty got loyalty inside my BNA. Yeah.
Okay.
BNA nominee from me.
Okay. We got a... Do we have a list? I feel like we have a list somewhere. It's starting to get a little confusing.
Yeah. So best new artists. Yeah, we got quite a few up here. Georgia Smith's Lost and Found is beautiful, soulful, jazzy. You know, you could dance to a few songs. You can groove to all of them. Really, really good album. I guarantee you check it out. We're listening to the title track right now, which is also the first track.
First single?
No. Sorry.
Because, you know, I usually try to avoid doing the first song, the title track, or the single, and we get a new record. Unless it's all three, and then you can play it, because it's probably a really good song.
Yeah. This is two of the three, so that kind of sucks.
I did one before for Feel the Love, though, so.
Mm.
You want to just let this ride out for a minute?
Let's let it ride out.
All right.
Listen to Georgia.
Like on this, be one common theme. No, I faithful. They say we're way too young to get the job done. Are we really too young to be having so much fun? Cause I'm not quite sure right now. I don't really understand how I am ever really gonna be in love with you. Cause I never even thought you would want me to. I am good. No, no.
Such a good song.
Special guest. Special in the studio.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, welcome. It's Allie Darling. I will be up next on Mixtape Radio Hour. Welcome to Radio Free Brooklyn, gentlemen.
Well, we've been here. Thank we you, just changed you. Days.
Wait, when was your original spot?
Sunday at 10.
Oh, okay.
We are now Tuesday at 10, as you can see.
I'm so excited. So this is my... I've been here since 2016.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So you guys
are a true pro.
Yeah. Something like that.
Mm.
So you guys are the third show that I have gone that has had the 10 o'clock spot.
Excellent.
Before me.
Okay.
So first was and my friend Cooper, who did 59 minute abs, which was awesome when we were still in our basement in Brooklyn.
Yes.
And then after you guys was Femcord. And I was actually very sad. I was like, when I came in last week, or you know, you gentlemen weren't here yet, and I was like, "Oh, okay, I guess I'm the cleanup crew officially, and I'm gonna come in, and I'm gonna be here, and there's no one before me, so I'm so happy that you guys are here.
We're here,
yay!
All right, here we go.
Score.
All right,
score.
So you're a vet. You've been here for 2 years.
Hell yeah!
We've been here for 6-7 months.
About 7-8 months.
So how are you liking it?
Good. Really good.
It's very good.
Okay, so did you have a show like...
We had one show in the basement.
We had two shows in the basement.
Two shows in the basement.
Yes. I loved that basement.
It was good.
I did too. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, except did you guys... you weren't there at all for the summer. It would like... You would go down there in the middle of July and it would just be this like...
That doesn't sound...
Really? You could like feel the air.
Mm.
Yeah, the interesting part was our neighbor upstairs would throw like dance parties. Like the record store owner.
Wow.
But alone? So you would get like halfway through your show and just start hearing like... That. Late.
Who let the dogs out?
Oh, not even. Like late 70s, like... Gotcha. Spanish disco.
Okay.
Yeah, great. So that was really interesting. So you guys are like, you know, lucking out in this new spot. Yay!
Let's get it.
Let's do this.
Get lit, boy.
But yeah, I love Radio Free Brooklyn. I love being able to come on and, you know, so Mixtape Radio Hour, what I do is I am someone that radio surfs a lot. So like, I like to listen to a lot of different genres.
Okay.
So I like to make a mixtape every week. I like to put on as much as I can do. I like to mix as many genres as I can.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. So it gets a little like last week, my theme was like songs to fuck to. So we went from like...
Chris wouldn't have any use for that.
None. Zero. So I started with Kanye because if you haven't listened to Yeah, you should.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about a lot about that today.
Yeah.
Chris has not fucked to it.
You have not fucked to Yeah yet.
Yeah, no. So yeah.
It's worth it. That would actually make it sound like I have, but I haven't. But I imagine that it would be perfect too. But point being, I like the idea of kind of playing around with genres and
for
mixing
sure.
it all Throwing together.
A theme on it. Awesome.
Yeah, except tonight. Tonight is big, beautiful, lush orchestral, if you will. So we're starting with starting with Rufus Wainwright.
Very nice.
Going
we're about,
all the way
we're about to close out on an album called Lush.
Ooh.
Yes. Our album of the week is by a band called Snail Mail from Baltimore.
Lindsay Jordan.
Lindsay Jordan. It's a solo project of hers. And we're going to play...
Speaking Terms.
We're going to play Speaking Terms from that. So thank you. It was really
it
nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
We'll see you next week. Sure,
yeah, now we'll just be
Everybody
buddies.
Listen to the Mixtape Radio Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesdays at 11. This is Radio Free
Jake and Chris time, baby. It's All Nice on Ice. Have a good night.
Good night.